Tainus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, New Masechta. And as we said in the introduction, the topic of our Masechta is how a Jew responds to troubles and impending catastrophe. And the first two chapters deal with the response to lack of rainfall. Now, the first couple of Mishnahs here are focused not on the response to lack of rainfall, but the proactive posture that a Jew takes to recognize that it's Hashem who brings the rain and to request rain as an expression of our recognition that Hashem is the source of all bracha, rain included, and life. And those actions certainly happen before we need to resort to respond to some lack of rain and impending catastrophe. To the contrary, there's a heavy dose of musa here that after the fact we need to return to Hashem. But ideally, from the outset, we should recognize all blessing comes from Hashem, and if we do our part in recognizing that it's Hashem that's the source of all the goodness in our lives, and we make use of that goodness properly to serve Him, so then we will not need to come on to responding to the misfortunes that might befall us, like, for example, drought, which only come when we fail to live up to our obligation to appreciate everything comes from Hashem and to use it properly in His service. And therefore, the Mishnah here begins not with responding to drought and not even requesting rain, but rather we're talking here about the mention of Mashiva Ruach Umurit HaGeshem, that Hashem is the one who makes the wind blows and the rain fall. And that is an insertion that we make into the Shemona Esrei in certain parts of the year, in the second bracha, the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The truth is that there's a theme of resurrection of the dead that is mentioned four separate times in that bracha, but bringing of the rain is akin to the first level, if you will, that there's the world at the end of the summer sort of dried out and desiccated and almost dead, and the rain revivifies and makes everything green and lush and verdant and alive again. So the question is, when should one begin to mention that Hashem is the source of the rain? Now, there isn't necessarily a good reason why you shouldn't mention it all year round, except, and this is really the point of departure of this Mishnah, as the Bar Tanura speaks out, at the end of the previous Masechta, at the beginning of the previous Masechta, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, we had said that the world is judged at four different junctures, and one of those junctures was the judgment on the rain, which happens on the holiday of Sukkot, the Chag, referred to as HaChag, HeChag, the Chag. Now, the question is, since that is a time where we're judged for rain, the decision is made by Shemayim when and how much rain we will get, it makes sense that we should use that opportunity to especially recognize that it's Hashem who's determining how much rain we get and recognize that we need Him and the rain that He'll bring us. And moreover, as we spoke of back in Rosh Hashanah, the Arba Minim that we shake, the Lulav and Esrog, etc., that we shake, are actually specifically there. One of the main reasons is to facilitate and precipitate a good judgment from heaven for us regarding the rains. So the thought, therefore, is that we should connect the mentioning of Hashem being the source of our rain to the Sukkot holiday. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Me'emasai mazkirin gevuros kashamim. From when in the calendar does one begin to mention literally the might of the rain? So we're referring to, again, the insertion, that second bracha of Mashiach Ruach Merit HaGeshem. And the Mishnah just jumps into it and assumes that we know we have to say it, as opposed to saying that there's such an obligation in the first place, because back in Maseches Brachos, we'd already talked about this obligation. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Miyom Tov HaRishon Shel HaChag. Rabbi Eliezer says we should start saying Mashiach Ruach Merit HaGeshem from the first day of the Chag, meaning the first day of Sukkot. This really parallels the taking of the Arba Minim, which also happened on the first day of Sukkot, and just as that happens during the day as opposed to the preceding night, so too, we won't say it at Mariv of the first night of Sukkot, but from Shachris on the morning of Sukkot, the first day, already we will begin to say Mashiach Ruach Merit HaGeshem, recognizing that Hashem is the source of our rain, and therefore hopefully that recognition is part and parcel of our deserving to getting the rain that we need. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Miyom Tova Achron Shel HaChag. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you should wait to the end of the holiday, meaning not even Sukkot, but Shmini Atzeres, if you will. And that's the time to begin talking about Mashiach Ruach Merit HaGeshem. And the reason why is because during Sukkot itself, well, it's true we're judged for rain, but we certainly don't want to have rain during Sukkot. I mean, if it rains during Sukkot, then we won't be able to live in our Sukkot, in our Sukkot. And there's a very famous mashal, I think everyone, I'm sure, knows from Masechta Sukkah, that says if it rains, it's a siman klala, and it's akin to metaphorically, like the master says to a servant, bring me a cup of water, and then he dumps the whole pitcher of water on the servant's head. The idea being that Hashem asks us to live with him in a sukkah and be close to him during the holiday of Sukkot, in that sukkah, that special emtsa'i, that vehicle that allows us to really live with Hashem, as it were. And if it rains, one becomes putter in sukkah, and one can't live in the sukkah, and therefore it's like a rejection, therefore a sign of like a curse, if you will. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, hol ve'ein ha-gesham ela simen klala b'chag. He says, since rain on Sukkot itself is nothing but a sign of a curse, of rejection of Hashem, that's certainly not what we want. Lama mazkir, why in the world would we mention rain during Sukkot itself? Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, I wasn't talking about that. Af ani lo amarti lishol. I never said you should ask for rain. I never mentioned asking for rain. The request for rain, which will be tental or mata livracha, that will be a request that happens in the ninth bracha, the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, the bracha for Parnasa. But that will not happen now, says Rabbi Eliezer. I'm just talking about mentioning that Hashem is the source of the rain. El lahazkir mashiv ruach umrit hageshem ba'onaso. I'm just saying that you should mention that Hashem is the one who causes the wind to blow and the rain to fall. And that should be done in its time, and the time for that already is when we're judged for it, which is the beginning of Sukkot. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua said, if all you're doing is saying that's when Hashem is calling for the rain, so then la'olam yehi mazkir, then why in the world is it connected to the rainy season and Sukkot? The whole year round, you should just say the Hashem has caused the rain to fall, because it's true all year round. The same way in the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, Tchiyas HaMeisim, we're talking about Tchiyas HaMeisim. The time for Tchiyas HaMeisim isn't until Lasid Lavo, in the distant future. But we're mentioning Hashem is the one who does it now, as a recognition of what he does. So the truth is that Rabbi Eliezer holds that indeed you could say Mashiva Ruach Mir Geshem the whole year round, nothing wrong with that, just especially as the mitzvah to say it dafka starting in the rainy season, because that's when we sort of, our eyes are towards Hashem in need of that rain, and therefore it's time to get back into that mode, and he's judging us. But the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua that we don't mention Mashiva Ruach Mir Geshem until after Sukkot and the Sukkah and the first day of Shmini Atzeres, that morning. The minhag is started during Musaf time. Different minhagim if the individual say it for Musaf or only after Musaf. At all events, it's said starting from Musaf, at least from the Shliach Tzibor, and will continue on throughout the winter all the way until the first day of Pesach.